Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is another update on the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In this series of videos, I've been looking at the impact on the global economy of what's going on in Ukraine right now. And in today's video, I want to talk about oil. Oil prices and the potential shortages have been one of the biggest issues that have been causing concern all around the world ever since this war started. And we've just seen an announcement from Joe Biden in the USA, which stated that the USA will be releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for a period of 6 months. So that's a commitment to increase the global supply by 180 million barrels. Now, this has come at a really interesting time in this conflict because a lot of reports have been made recently about atrocities in Ukraine, and a lot of governments are now looking at whether or not they intend to ban the purchase of Russian oil. So we could see a ramping up of the sanctions. We've just seen some of the Baltic states, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia have all confirmed that they will no longer be buying any energy from Russia, and Germany are reviewing their position. So there is a possibility over the next few weeks that we could see a lot more countries coming out and stating that they no longer want to buy Russian oil. And that potentially would lead to a spike in the prices because, as I've discussed in previous videos, transferring the supply of major energy resources such as oil is really quite tricky and takes a bit of time and also involves an increase in price. So if we do see a wholesale blacklisting of Russia, it will send the price of oil up. So the announcement from the USA of this additional supply is designed to try to keep prices level. But there's also a few other factors that are interesting to discuss about it. And that's what I wanted to focus in on this video. The oil markets has a forward-looking price mechanism. And if you look forward 6 months from where we are now, the price of oil is expected to fall. So we've got a really interesting situation today where the price is high right now, but is expected to be lower as we move forward. And this situation is referred to backwardation. So in this video, what I want to do is walk you through some of these key terms. I'll give you a full explanation as to what the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is that the USA is sitting on, what backwardation means, what a futures contract is in oil, because you may have heard that term, and it's really important when you're looking at the supply and demand of oil as to what is going on in terms of the future supply, the future prices. So I'll go through some of that, and then we'll talk about what the financial implications of this decision by Joe Biden are on both the US economy and the global economy. And then finally, I'll give you my summary as to what I think is likely to happen with regards to the supply of oil, the price of oil, and the impact on the global economy. So before we get into all of that, as usual, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and please subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget, I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look in the description below where you'll find links to both Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. Joe Biden has promised the world that the USA will release an additional 1 million barrels of oil per day for a 180-day period from their Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The White House stated that the inventory release is meant to serve as a bridge until the end of the year when domestic production ramps up. The aim is to ease upward pressure on spot prices by increasing the amount of oil immediately available while supporting long-dated futures contracts and encouraging more drilling by pledging to buy back the oil later. So on the face of it, this looks like quite a benevolent gesture by the USA. By releasing more oil, that should increase the supply of oil. And simple economics tells us that when the supply of anything increases, it usually reduces the price. So on paper, this is a really good move by the USA and it really will help the global economy. But let's have a look at this chart which shows the oil price over the last 12 months. And you can see on the 1st of December, oil was trading at around about $60 per barrel. Now through the course of December and January, prices started to increase because there was increasing concerns that Russia were building up troops on the border of Ukraine, and if they decided to invade, that potentially could have a massive impact on the oil price. And by the 23rd of February, which was the day before the invasion started, prices had worked their way up to around about $88 per barrel. As soon as the invasion started, the price of oil shot up and at one point was trading at $139 per barrel for Brent crude. Initial concerns that all of Europe would stop buying Russian oil were quelled and the price started to come back down. But we've seen a lot of volatility over the last month or so, and the price is now trading at somewhere close to $100 per barrel. So the obvious question here is whether the USA is providing an additional million barrels of vapor oil to help the world out, or is it trying to profit from the large increase in oil prices that we've seen over the last few months? Well, in order to start answering that question, we need to look at what the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is and what it's designed to achieve. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is the world's largest supply of emergency crude oil and was established primarily to reduce the impact of disruptions in supply of oil products and to carry out obligations of the USA under the International Energy Programme. The federal-owned stocks are stored in huge underground salt caverns at four sites along the coastline of the Gulf of Mexico. The authorized storage capacity of 714 million barrels makes a significant deterrent to oil import cutoffs and is a key tool in US foreign policy. This strategic oil is sold competitively when the president finds that a sale is required. Such conditions have only existed three times, and the most recent occasion was June 2011, when the president directed a sale of 30 million barrels of crude oil to offset disruptions in supply due to unrest in Libya. So this stock of oil was set up to avoid any potential disruption to the markets that could occur from any individual event. So it stops any one country being able to hold the world to hostage because it supplies continuity of oil and makes sure that we avoid shortages and that prices remain at a relatively affordable level. And the last time that the SPR was used was in 2011. So this isn't something that the USA does on a regular basis. In fact, it's only utilized the SPR on three occasions since it was established in 1975. And the last time that it was utilized, only 30 million barrels were released from the SPR. The current proposal is that 180 million barrels will be released over the course of the next 6 months, 1 million barrels per day. And those 180 million barrels represent around 25% of the total capacity of the SPR. But it's reported that there's currently only around 570 million barrels stored in the SPR. So this represents over 30% of the total reserves. So the USA is committing a large percentage of its emergency supplies to the global economy right now. And one of the reasons that it's prepared to do that is because of backwardation in futures contracts. Now that's a lot of jargon in one sentence, but don't worry, I'm about to come on to explain all of those terms so that you understand exactly what's going on here. Setting up the facilities to drill oil is expensive and takes a long period of time to get right. And across the globe, you've essentially got two ways of extracting oil, either onshore drilling, which is obviously on land, and offshore drilling, which is in the middle of the sea. And once your facility is set up and operational, you want to continue bringing oil to the surface for as long a period as possible, as long as it's economically viable. And because we have the potential for more oil to actually be extracted than we're consuming on a daily basis, the market has been split into two different ways of selling oil. What's referred to as the spot market is the current price of oil. So in theory, if you wanted to buy a million barrels of oil for delivery today, you could talk to a trader. He would tell you what today's price is, you could do that deal and take that oil. That's the theory. Obviously, the practicalities of taking delivery of a million barrels of oil is a bit more complicated than that, but for the purposes of this explanation, that's what the spot market is. It's today's price if you want to buy oil. But because the world is planning ahead and we have budgets and we have to work forward as to what we're doing next week, next month, next year, a futures market also developed for oil. So this means that you can do that same trade. You can go and buy a million barrels of oil, but you can tell the trader that you want to take delivery in a month's time, or 3 months' time, or 6 months' time, or a year's time. And you'll be able to fix a price for the delivery of that oil in the future today. So what you're doing there is agreeing to buy that oil in the future at an agreed price. So as an example, let's assume that you've agreed to buy a million barrels of oil for 3 months' time. Now, if the price of oil rises over those 3 months, the price that you agreed today is going to look very attractive because the futures price will carry on rising. So that would mean that your contract to buy that oil has gone up in value. You've made some profit on that oil because you've agreed to buy it at a fixed price, but today's price is much higher than that. So essentially you're in the money on that contract, and you could sell that agreement to somebody else who needs that oil and make some profit on it. And that essentially is a description of what the futures market for oil and other commodities is. People are making agreements to buy things at some point in the future, and the value of those contracts will either go up or down depending on how the spot price of that commodity moves. And to give you a better understanding as to how these contracts are important to the world of business, let's have a look at a video that's been produced by Investopedia.
A futures contract can protect producers and suppliers from price changes. Al's Ice Cream buys milk from Tim's Dairy to make its ice cream. The price is $2 per gallon. At this price, Tim profits from the milk it sells, and Al's profits on every ice cream cone it sells. One day, a new dairy opens and the number of cows doubles. The extra milk pushes the price of milk down to $1 a gallon. Al's is making more profit as costs drop, but Tim's is losing money. Later, a sleeping sickness knocks out 3/4 of all the cows. Milk rises to $4, and Al's profit per ice cream disappears. Both companies want to avoid this price volatility. They both meet with an investor. Each company negotiates a separate contract with the investor. For Tim's Dairy, the contract states that if the price of milk goes below $2, the investor agrees to pay the difference to Tim's. If the price goes above $2, the investor gets to keep the profits. Al's contract with the investor works the opposite way. If the price of milk goes above $2, the investor pays the extra money and Al's gets milk at a predictable $2. If the price dips below $2, Al still pays $2 and the investor collects the profits. By locking in the price of milk, a futures contract allows both Al's and Tim's to transfer their potential risks and rewards onto the investor.
So what is backwardation and why is it relevant to what we're talking about right now?
Backwardation occurs when the futures price of a commodity is lower than its market price today. Backwardation does not happen very frequently, and when it does, it usually doesn't last long. On a graph with price plotted on the vertical axis and time on the horizontal, the slope goes down when backwardation occurs. Backwardation usually follows an unexpected or disaster scenario, such as a hurricane wiping out a big part of the orange crop or a crude oil crisis limiting the supply of oil. Demand for these commodities increases in such events, causing their spot price to rise above the futures price. The opposite of backwardation is contango, which is when the futures price is higher than the expected spot price. Investors are frequently willing to pay more for a commodity in the future to avoid carry costs, such as storing the commodity. In backwardation, the immediate need to own the commodity outweighs the cost to carry it. Noted economist John Maynard Keynes called backwardation in futures markets normal. That's because he believed backwardation was not a random event, but a movement that's consistent with prevailing market conditions. A market in backwardation is bearish. Investors expect trade prices to decrease.
So backwardation is a situation where today's prices are higher than the future prices of any commodity. And that's exactly what we've got in the market right now. Backwardation usually occurs when some sort of emergency or other unexpected event either causes a shortfall in the supply or an increase in the demand. So that's what we've got right now for oil. So the release of 180 million barrels of oil by the USA will certainly help the global markets in terms of supply, but it will also help the US economy because they're guaranteeing to sell a large amount of oil when the price is at one of the highest levels it's been for a long period of time. So this will definitely help the world economy, but it will also help the USA because they're releasing some of their reserves and bringing in a large amount of cash in exchange for that. So what will the impact of the release of these 180 million barrels of oil be on the global economy? Well, this news has definitely helped to stabilize the price of oil, but the price is currently still around $100 per barrel, which is the highest level that we've seen for a very long time. And the concern right now is if a lot of the European countries come out and decide that they are going to ban the purchase of all Russian oil, we will see a shortage in the whole of Europe, and that is going to send the price skyrocketing. I recently made a video where we were talking about the price of oil hitting $200 per barrel Things have calmed down since I made that video, so that looks unlikely right now. However, if France and Germany and the rest of Europe decide that they can't buy any more oil because they can't stomach what's happening in Ukraine, then that could send the price back up to those sort of levels again. And the release of these extra million barrels per day from the USA won't really counter that. We will see a massive increase in costs, and that will cause the global economy to get into massive difficulty. I've covered it a lot on the channel, but we are still addicted to fossil fuels. The majority of vehicles need oil, and a lot of power stations across Europe are using oil to create electricity. So either all the governments will have to bite the bullet and provide subsidies and get into more debt, or those prices will be passed on directly to consumers, which becomes completely unaffordable. And we could see social unrest and skyrocketing inflation and problems like we are seeing in Sri Lanka and Egypt starting to happen in more and more countries around the globe. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, this is a really positive step by the USA. They've come out and made a statement that they're prepared to release a million barrels of oil per day to help calm down prices and to give more supply and more security that we will have access to oil. There is certainly a financial benefit to the USA for doing this. Now is a very good time to be selling oil. So if you're going to release some of your special reserves, then do it now. And one of the reasons that the USA is prepared to do this is that as the price of oil rises, it improves the economics for a lot of the drilling companies. So there's a break-even point for a lot of companies where they can start producing more oil. And as the price of oil goes above $100, it means a lot more oil fields become economically viable. So you can reopen areas that were potentially mothballed previously, because if you know that you can sell futures contracts at $80, $90, $100 per barrel, then you can start that production again. So the USA is working on the assumption that it'll be able to increase production and replenish these stocks over the next 6 to 12 months. In terms of the impact on the US economy, this will obviously be a positive impact. They'll be selling more oil at a high price, and therefore they'll have more revenue. In terms of the impact on the global economy, well, the immediate impact has been to bring the oil price back down, but it's still at an incredibly high level compared to the long-term average. Over the last 5 years, oil has been trading at around about $60 per barrel. So $100 per barrel is going to hurt the global economy. And the news of this extra million barrels per day has only really stabilized the price at that level. In order to get prices back down, we would need to see either a big increase in supply or a reduction in demand. Now, reduction in demand is not going to happen because we're still coming out of COVID. Everybody wants to get back to full capacity. So there is a massive demand for oil right now. In terms of increasing supplies, well, that would really depend upon, firstly, whether or not any of the countries in Europe continue to buy Russian oil. If they decide not to, then that will lead to a short-term shortage and will increase the prices across the globe. In the medium term, the OPEC countries have the opportunity to increase their production and release more oil into the global markets in the same way as the USA has done, but we haven't heard any news of that yet. So the most likely impact over the next 3 months is that we will see oil prices staying high, and that is going to hurt the global economy because it's going to increase the cost of fuel at the pumps, and it's also going to increase the cost of electricity, which feeds into the cost of everything. And also, as we've discussed before, increasing the cost at the pumps means it increases the delivery cost of all products. And so you have this vicious circle that the price of everything is going up, inflation continues to rise, and so we're in the cycle that we've been in previously. So I think in the short term, it's likely that we'll see increased pressure on a lot of economies, and we could see more situations like we've seen in Sri Lanka recently, where we have people unable to afford energy and it causes social unrest and protesting and riots, and it could lead to changes of government in countries around the world. Over the medium term, the 6 to 9 month period, we need to see an increase in the supply of oil. A lot of countries have stipulated that they want to move away from buying energy from Russia. And so in order to fill that gap, we need other countries to step up. So it remains to be seen whether or not that will happen. If it does, then that could keep prices at a relatively calm level. But if it doesn't, then we could see prices moving back towards $150 per barrel that I talked about previously. So the announcement by the US is good news, but this isn't a big enough supply to be able to fill the gap if all of the economies of Europe suddenly decide that they no longer want to buy Russian oil. So hopefully you found today's video useful, informative and educational. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me that thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Just a quick update on Joe Blogs too. The subscriber levels are moving towards that magical 1,000, so thank you for that. If you haven't subscribed yet, then please do so, because I need to get to that level. But the other thing that I also need to ask you is I need to get the viewing time up. We need to have 4,000 hours of view time to become eligible for the monetization scheme, and then we can start this experiment for real. So if you've got time, please jump onto the Joe Blogs 2 channel. Press play on one of the videos there. I posted a couple of financial videos that are quite interesting if you haven't seen them already. But even if you have, please go and press play, watch them again, and we'll clock up those hours, and then we can start this experiment at some point in the near future. Thanks again for watching to the end of the video.